Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast, either the third or second podcast for the month of August 2023. What are known as the dog days of summer, or in my case, the shampoo days of summer. A really good friend of mine online many years ago introduced me to the concept of shampoo weather. What is shampoo weather, you might ask? Well, quite simply, it is rinse and repeat. I did actually read a shampoo bottle once, and it says, apply, rinse, and repeat. And I was in the shower for 2 days before my mother said that they only mean do it once. My podcast, as always, is sponsored by two sponsors. The first being Creative Technology and Innovation, a company founded many years ago and focused on a number of solution sets and a number of ideas and concepts and innovations. And one of the big tools used by CTI now is that of John Boyd's OODA Loops. Observe, orient, decide, and act if you want to change the quality and the viability and the impact of an observation. You change the orientation of the observer. OODA Loops includes a number of feedback loops. So if we have an observation and then an orientation, we have feedback loops all the way through so that the decision that is arrived at is effective, is good, is fast, and ultimately the right decision. John Boyd, OODA Loops, and Creative Technology and Innovation. My second sponsor, as always, is Danny and the Corporate Ladder, available in bookstores everywhere as a paperback book. Why do you get a paperback? You get a paperback so that you can use it on the 10 minutes of the airplane that all electronics are off, at the beginning of the flight and at the end of the flight, right? That's why you get a paperback. That, and it's really fun to lie in a hammock in the shade in the summer and read a paperback. Danny and the Corporate Ladder is also available in ebook stores. Wherever you get your ebooks, you can get Danny and the Corporate Ladder, available now in those two formats, and coming up, available as an Audible book in the future. I'm thinking October for the final production being done, and you'll be able to buy Danny and the Corporate Ladder as an electronic Audible book or audio book. My second sponsor. So this week, again, as always, I published my newest Hub Pages article focused on my recommendations and limitations of the recommendation. One of the things that worries me, one of the things that concerns me, one of the ideas and problems and concepts that worries me is how can we apply machine intelligence to education? I've talked about this before a couple of times, but I didn't go as far as I did this time. And I want to talk about a couple of things up front so that when you read that article, you can look at it and go, oh, okay, I get what he meant, what he's talking about, and why he's saying it this specific way. The first thing is, I do not advocate, I do not call for, and I do not believe in the removing of or replacement of teachers with machine intelligence systems. There is something about a human being, the empathy of a human being who understands where a child is and can put a reassuring hand on that child's shoulder and say, we will get you through this. Don't worry. Everybody, and I mean everybody, this is something my father taught me at a very early age, everybody struggles with something. Einstein, brilliant man, one of the smartest human beings you will ever read about, struggled with social structures. He didn't do well, right? The whole concept of geniuses and social structures is the genesis of the Chuck Lorre production, The Big Bang Theory, that ran for 12 years. That show was funny because it showed the inability sometimes of a very, very, very smart person, clearly an intelligent human being, unable to deal with the constructs of social parameters. So as we look at and consider and evaluate all of the different component pieces of education, this is not about removing teachers. I believe, in fact, that we should have more teachers. I also believe teachers should get paid more. If you look at the cost of a teacher versus the cost of other aspects, and you look at the impact of teachers on students, it's kind of silly that they're paid as poorly as they are. Anyway, not what this is about. This is about using machine intelligence to help teachers. So the first thing is to obviously give every student in the world that has access to the internet a tablet. And that tablet will be equipped with access to a large language model. Now, the large language model will have a series of expert systems, and depending on the age of the child, those expert systems will be designed to help that child. So if we go back to my original concept of the machine intelligence papers and defining intelligence, I used Piaget's model, which is concrete, semi-concrete, and concrete operator, you know, all the different components and the levels. All of those apply to the capacity of a child to learn information. Some information is concrete, literally, memorization, right? 2 + 2 = 4. I don't actually work out what 2 apples + 2 apples equals every time in my head. I just have it memorized. 2 + 2 = 4. I memorize the number of words that I read. It is how you build your vocabulary. It is how you build the process and the component pieces of your vocabulary. But the reality is it's not just memorization, right? There are other things that have to occur in an educational classroom. And so there's two components of education that I want to talk about. The first is reinforcement. And basically what reinforcement is the ability within an educational confine to reinforce a learning set. Now, if I am working with a student who is struggling with the multiplication tables, right? 3 × 3 = 9. 12 × 12 = 144, right? Those are tables that we all memorized, but multiplication goes beyond that, right? There are things when you start looking at, you know, how do I multiply large sets? How do I come up with large, numbers? How do I do that? Well, in introducing that topic, if a student is struggling, this teacher can give that student their tablet or assign to that tablet the ability for that student to rework through the lesson that they struggled with. If you think about the world where people are moving now at a much higher rate of speed than they ever have, in terms of I live in the U.S. now, I live in India next week, and the week after that I live in Japan, the other thing we can do is provide lessons in the native format of the speaker, right? I'm a native Japanese speaker. I go to school where it's taught, everything's taught in English. I go home and I can get the same information replayed to me by the machine intelligence system in Japanese. Right? So the power of reinforcement learning becomes radically more powerful than it is otherwise, right? It just becomes a better way to do things. The other is enrichment, right? So reinforcement is helping students that are struggling with a topic. And remember, everybody struggles with something. Enrichment is where a kid gets it and you can give them more. One of the problems that I remember encountering as a school teacher many years ago was that it's really hard to do enrichment learning for kids if you really don't have the capacity to deliver a series of enrichment modules that allow a child to pursue what they're interested in. If you look at the framework of the open concept school and what Emma Montessori put together all those years ago, that was kind of one of the things that they were building on, this concept of a child's interest. Because when you are interested in something, you learn more about it. And you can turn the interest of a topic into the other areas, right? If the child struggles with reading, but they are absolutely in love with astronomy, you can use astronomy to teach them reading. Not see Dick run, see Jane fall down, see Jane and Dick run up the hill, but actually going about and talking about Pluto and Neptune and teaching the child the way, you know, reading to fundamentally support what it is that they love. That's enrichment learning, right? I understand the core concepts of X, therefore I'm going to add more components beyond X and have X squared. All of these things possible today, all of these things doable today, all of these things would make education around the world much more powerful. My name is Scott Anderson. You reached my podcast. Thank you for listening.